You took the car to three different places. No place satisfied you.
Is the customer always right?
He did work on the car. You said, I'm not paying you.
Or for her, is this just business as usual?
Did you take it to anyone else to have it fixed?
No, because I got into a car accident shortly thereafter.
Another car accident. You sound like a hustler to me. Big time hustler.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Auto Body Shop manager Charles Schuler is suing April Ambron for the cost of repairs he made to her vehicle.
Order. All rise. It's case number 305 on the calendar, the matter of Schuler versus Ambron.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Miss Ambron, what's the name of your insurance company?
USAA.
You have a copy of your insurance policy?
Not mine, no.
Do you have a copy of the insurance check that you received after this accident?
I did not go through my insurance company for the accident. It was the person that hit me. We went through their insurance company.
And what is the name of their insurance
company? Allstate Insurance Company.
So a car hit you. Insurance determined that it was that car's responsibility. The driver of that car was insured by Allstate, and Allstate paid you for the damage to your car.
Correct. I was not in the car, but correct. The car was parked.
Car was parked and hit by another driver.
Correct. I was in the hospital, and I have proof of that.
After your car was hit, did you have your car towed to the plaintiff's garage?
No.
Did anyone have your car towed to the plaintiff's garage?
They had it towed to a separate facility.
Who had it towed to a facility?
My ex-boyfriend, Frank.
Up. Your last name is?
Heffley.
You arranged to have your then-girlfriend's car towed?
Yes.
To where?
I had it towed by Allstate to a body shop called Sterling. It was then towed to another one because she didn't like Sterling.
She didn't like Sterling
that's
because?
Correct. Because in the past, we have had bad experiences through there.
Well, then why would you take it to Sterling if you knew you would had bad experiences in the past?
I was told by Allstate that is there, to take it there.
So Allstate told you
right.
to take it to Sterling.
That's correct.
When you told your girlfriend that you were taking it to Sterling, she told you she didn't like Sterling?
Correct.
And said take it someplace else?
Correct.
Did she tell you where?
Yes.
Where did she tell you to take it?
We had it taken to another body shop by the name of A-Plus Auto Performance.
So then it was towed there?
Yes, ma'am.
And what happened at A-Plus Auto?
The car was in A-Plus Auto, and I ended up falling ill, and I went to the hospital for 3 weeks during this time. So by the time I got out of the hospital, we decided to take it somewhere else because the gentleman was just, he didn't want the car there anymore. So then we, there, from that point, towed it over.
So then you towed it to the plaintiff's facility. Is that correct?
To my recollection, yes, that's correct.
Your Honor, that's
not correct.
Wait.
Just a second. You want to just make sure that that's right.
No,
Sterling to A1 or A+.
A+ to a place, what was the other one called? There was another one in between. I can't think of what it's called.
It
was
on Sterling to A+ to unknown auto.
I'm just trying to think of the name. I can't think of the name.
I don't care what the name is.
Another,
so now we're
now
called
the CarMedics. That's what it is now.
CarMedics.
CarMedics.
Then you tow it to CarMedics.
Yes.
And what happened at CarMedics?
I was still ill.
Stop playing with your papers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was ill in the hospital, so when it comes down to the decision of why it went from CarMedics elsewhere, that would be referred to Ms. Ambron.
Why did you move the car out of CarMedics?
I went online and looked up information on there, and they just had a lot of bad...
So where did you move the car to?
To the plaintiff's facility, Irish Mike's.
Now, by the time you moved it to the plaintiff's facility, had you already gotten the estimate from Allstate about how much they were going to pay to repair it? The answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
At which point had you received the information from Allstate about how much they were prepared to pay to fix your car? When it was in Sterling, A+, CarMedics. Which point did you get the letter from them? Figure out.
There were several different estimates and letters that I got from them, but the majority were all done at A+ Auto.
when it was at A plus.
Correct.
So that was before it went to CarMedics and certainly before it went to the plaintiff's garage.
Correct.
You knew how much you were going to get to fix the car. And how much was that?
Approximately $2,200, but I can get you the exact amount.
Your Honor, if I may, it came out to $2,164.
$2,164?
That's what the paperwork said from Allstate for the damages.
Did you ultimately, Ms. Sambron, just
yes,
pay attention, did you ultimately receive $2,164?
I received an additional check from Allstate.
For
afterwards.
How much?
$75.
In all, you received approximately $2,200.
Exactly.
And you knew that you were going to receive approximately that amount at the time that your car was an A-plus auto.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't like A-plus auto to fix your car, so you transferred it to CarMedics to fix the car. You went online. You didn't like CarMedics, so you had to transfer it to the plaintiffs to fix.
Yes, ma'am.
He fixed it. You refused to pay him, despite the fact that you got the money, and you took the car out. So you have the car fixed.
Not completely.
I don't care completely or not. You have the car fixed, that you're driving it around. Is that right?
No, ma'am.
Well, you are driving it around because you took the car out, unless you're going to show me that you fixed it someplace else and spent $2,200. Did you take it someplace else to spend $2,200 to fix it?
No, but I did. Allstate sent out someone to estimate the damages that they did not fix correctly.
All I'm asking you is, did you take it to anyone else to have it fixed?
No, because I got into a car accident shortly thereafter.
Another car accident?
Well, that was my first accident.
Your car got into another accident.
Yes, ma'am.
So now you took out your car, you didn't pay the plaintiff, the insurance company paid you, you managed to get somebody to give you a bond for some ridiculous reason. You sound like a hustler to me. Big time hustler.
Can I explain the reasons why I got the bond?
I don't care.
Okay.
You took the car to three different places. No place satisfied you. You made the decision where to take it. You got the money from the insurance company. He did work on the car. You said, I'm not paying you. And then you got into another accident, and who knows what damage comes from the accident, from where it was hit on the street or from where you were responsible for the accident subsequently. Sound like a hustler to me. You took your car out, he did the work on the car, and you didn't pay him, and you got paid. That's the wrong thing to do, Miss Ambron. Now, is this the first time you ever got a bond?
No.
So you've done this kind of thing before. You understand to get a bond. I mean, I'm three times your age. I wouldn't know that I could get a bond to get my car out of a repair shop.
I have proof from the insurance company.
Listen,
they told me to do that.
Listen to me. I ask you whether that was the first time you got a bond to get your car out of place, and you said no. And I'm saying that's really interesting. Now, in all my years, I've never taken a car to a mechanic. Not really loved the work that they did, but they did the work. And then said, I'm not paying you at all. I'm going to get a bond to guarantee some whatever, where the sheriff actually lets you take your car out despite the fact that the mechanic is owed money. Did you ever do that?
No.
So if you did, how old are you, Miss Ambron?
30 years old.
She's 30. Mm. She's done it at least twice. I don't know how many times, but she's done it at least twice. Does that sound, you know, like a hustle to you?
Kind of.
Now, she got $2,200, sir, in order to fix her car. That's what you're getting. Do you understand?
If you don't mind, Your Honor, she actually received, I believe, a little bit more for that.
How much?
Allstate initially wrote her a check for $1,531.51.
Go ahead.
I apologize, 57 cents. Then at one of these body shops, unfortunately, we were not aware of this when the car came to our facility. One of the body shops wrote a supplement. And Allstate sent her a second check for $292.71.
Okay.
Then at one of the other body shops, she convinced them to write another supplement. Allstate sent her another check for $443.98.
Did not convince anybody there was obviously damage.
You're a hustler.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Why were you fired from that job?
I borrowed some money out of our safe and replaced it the next day and was caught in the act of doing so.
Caught in the act of taking it or returning it?
Taking it.
Well, then you didn't have a chance to return it yet.
No.
So you were just caught stealing.
Correct.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Auto Body shop manager Charles Schuler is accusing April Ambron of committing fraud. He is suing for the cost of repairs he made to April's car.
Go ahead.
Then once Allstate got involved, ma'am, and I spent some time on the phone with them, a couple of three-way calls and so on, I faxed our estimate to Allstate. The difference between our estimate and Allstate was $157.93, which Allstate had written as previous damage. In an attempt to make this go away, because we are an Allstate body shop, and to try to take care of this customer, they wrote her another check for $157.93. That was for the difference between our estimate and theirs.
Whatever, sir.
When the vehicle left our facility, she turned and called Allstate again, brought them out to have them reinspect the car. They contacted me wanting to know why. I have no reason why she didn't pay her bill. She convinced the Allstate rep that there should have been a time on there to set up and pull her vehicle. So they then wrote her another check for $85.20.
No. Ma'am, Your Honor, this is, I can't let it go on like that, because the reason this happened is because we were having personal differences, and the reason her car got pulled.
Listen to me. I don't care. All I want to know is, did you get checks totaling any more than $2,200? Is my question, Ms. Ambron?
No.
$2,200. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Out. And I would suggest that anybody watching don't fix our car anymore.
Why does that squeeze when they step out?
I never even gave this shop authorization.
Absolutely, they're hustlers.
That was the main thing.
The entire process was fraud.
They don't have a signature from me.
They intended fraud, clearly was fraud.
I never authorized them to fix it.
They're just looking to make money. It's not their first claim.
They never got authorization to fix my vehicle.
They're just ripoffs and they're frauds.
Words cannot.
One thing I love about Judge Judy.
Probably can't say on TV how upset I am.
She can see through a scam and a fraud, and it didn't take long to figure that one out.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Allen versus Krieger, step forward, please.
Charles Allen is suing his former friend, Robin Krieger, for the return of his belongings, including snowboarding gear he was storing at her home.
Where in Colorado were you living, Mr. Allen?
Winter Park.
You were working at a resort?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of resort?
A ski snowboard resort.
Why were you fired from that job?
I borrowed some money out of our safe and replaced it the next day and was caught in the act of doing so.
Stole money.
Caught in the act of what?
I borrowed some money out of...
Taking it or returning it?
Taking it, and then I returned it the very next day.
Well, when you said... Mr. Allen, what I asked you was, you said you were caught in the act. So I want to know if you were caught in the act of taking it or returning it.
Taking it, Your Honor.
Well, then you didn't have a chance to return it yet.
No.
So you were just caught stealing?
Correct.
There we go. Doesn't that make it easy?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Perfect. And when you were at this resort, according to what I read in your complaint, you were an avid snowboarder.
Yes, ma'am.
So you got fired, and you had to leave Colorado. And you asked the defendant, who was a friend of yours, if she would store or keep your snowboarding equipment. Describe the equipment.
The equipment was an assortment of goggles.
No, tell me what it was. Tell me.
Goggles.
Not an assortment of goggles. What did you have? Not an assortment of goggles.
I had three pairs of goggles.
Three pairs of goggles. Go ahead.
I never saw any of those.
Jump.
Sorry, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your memory is faulty because in the span of 3 minutes, we went from beginning of April to the end of April.
No, I told you left at the end of April.
No.
I have records.
Just up! I have a mind like a steel vice.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Charles Allen claims former friend Robin Krieger disposed of belongings he was storing at her home. Robin says the belongings were nothing but junk.
Now, three pairs of goggles.
Three pairs of goggles, a brand new snowboarding jacket.
A jacket, just a second.
A coat.
So you must have had two jackets.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you used one to leave Colorado, right?
Well, no, it was actually rather balmy when I left, so I didn't need one.
So you didn't need the jacket?
No. Not the coat. I had a fleece, but I didn't need a full snowboarding coat.
Where did you go to?
I went to Dallas.
You went to Dallas, Texas. In what month, sir?
I believe it was April.
In April?
Yes.
Early April.
Up. Out. Perfect. What else? Mr. Rowan.
I had a pea coat that I wore.
Go ahead.
Wool slash fleece.
What else? Yes.
As I mentioned before,
I don't want you to mention anything before.
Okay.
I have a mind like a steel vise.
Yes, ma'am.
Three pairs of goggles.
Three pairs of goggles. Five pairs of socks. A pair of snowboarding pants. A snowboarding bag.
What
and
else?
Two shirts. And two pairs of gloves.
How did you get it to her house?
She came to my condo that I was living in. We packed it all up.
Listen to me carefully. Packed it up in what?
In her car.
You mean you didn't put it in a plastic bag? You just put the five pairs of loose socks in the
car? Well, I mean, we put it in plastic bags and so on and so forth.
That's what I'm asking you, Mr. Allen.
Okay.
Did you think this was going to be easy, Mr. Allen?
No, ma'am.
Good. You put it in plastic bags?
Yes, ma'am.
Not a suitcase?
No.
Or a duffel? Or anything else? Put in plastic garbage bags?
Yeah. And in the snowboarding bag.
Snowboarding bag and plastic garbage bags.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you drive back to her house with her?
Yes.
Great. And where did she put your stuff?
In the upstairs closet.
Now, give me the date that she put it in the upstairs closet.
I don't know the date. I can give you an approximate date of maybe early April.
Now, what was the address where you were living?
75.
And that's where you were living in April?
That's where I was in April, correct.
Were you living there in May?
No.
When in May did you leave?
The very end of May.
So you stored Mr. Allen's stuff for, let's say, approximately 7 weeks?
At that address, yes.
In the closet upstairs. Now, did you have a phone number for him?
Yes.
When you found out that you were leaving in May, did you call him?
Yes.
How many times?
Several.
More than twice?
More than twice, probably four or five times.
Did you leave a message for him?
I left messages. I also text messaged him also that I had to move and I didn't have anywhere to keep his things.
And when did you put your hand down? When did you do that?
Probably around the 28th of May, because I was out of my apartment by the end of May.
You gotta be kidding me. No. Your Honor, that's not true at all.
Well, Mr. Allen, since you have a faulty memory, sir, your memory is faulty because it's the span of 3 minutes we went from beginning of April to the end of April.
No, I told you I left at the end of April.
No,
first
you
took my stuff to her place at the beginning of April.
You did not.
Why?
I have records.
Just up!
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, she was a girlfriend or a friend?
A promiscuous friend,
a friend.
Yes.
All right, she let you stay with her. She let you stay, so she knew how to get in touch with you.
You could say that, absolutely.
I don't want to say that, sir. I'm asking you, she knew how to get in touch with you.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you were in Texas, correct?
I left at the end of April to go to Texas.
To go to Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Did you call her from Texas?
Yeah, we talked multiple times.
So you called her from Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
The end of April?
Yeah.
And you spoke to her in May?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did she tell you she was moving?
I didn't know that she moved at all.
I can't help you, sir. She doesn't have your stuff anymore. She sold all the stuff at a garage sale. Your socks and your goggles and everything else. Is that what you told me?
Yes. Mm.
Too late.
Everything was stinky.
Watch your stuff. Take it with you.
She said she would hold on to it.
Watch your stuff. Take it with you.
Because I had every intention of coming back to Winter Park.
Watch your stuff. Take it with you. No, she's not.
I couldn't afford to take it with me. She offered to hold on to it for me. I had every intention of coming back.
Your Honor, we don't. You know something, Mr. Allen? We women sometimes don't understand male intentions. Sometimes the best intentions just don't work out. I suggest you get a job if you don't already have one, and buy yourself a new pair of goggles and five pairs of socks, because I can't help you. Do you understand? Goodbye.
No, I don't understand. This is $1,500 worth of stuff that she just got rid of.
Why does our excuse? You may step out. Leave the paperwork.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. He hired her to tidy up.
I have respiratory problems, and I rely on an organizer.
You alleged that there were things that were taken from your premises, some jewelry.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Judge Judy.
She offered to hold on to an assortment of stuff that equaled about $1,500.
I honestly don't know because it wasn't worth anything.
Sold it right out from underneath me.
All it was a bunch of nasty old beat up gear.
I have absolutely no idea. She just sold it.
And unfortunately, I had to move and had nowhere to store everything.
Maybe because she's broke, maybe because she spends too much time in a bar.
And that is why I got rid of everything.
I have no clue.
I will never open my heart up to somebody like this again.